This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. It's been an emotional roller coaster for friends, family, and colleagues of Dr. Kent Brantley. The lows came when the Fort Worth-trained doctor contracted Ebola in Liberia and had to be flown to a special isolation ward in Atlanta. Today, though, a new high. Brantley was discharged from the hospital. Many of his Texas friends cried seeing him talking on TV for the first time since he took ill. When Brantley came out of a side door, gripping the hand of his wife, Amber, wide-eyed toward the crowd at Emory University Hospital, the audience couldn't contain itself.
We'll take no questions. After that,
as officials set the ground rules for the press conference, here in Fort Worth, his colleagues at John Peter Smith Hospital were filled with tears, glued to television sets, surprised to see him thinner and anxious to hear his words. J.R. Labby is the hospital spokeswoman.
This is such a great day at JPS, and we are all filled with joy at the news that Dr. Brantley has been discharged from Emory University Hospital.
Those who had worked with Brantley during his residency there, and even those who didn't, couldn't help but be moved by his story.
Today is a miraculous day. I'm thrilled to be alive, to be well, and to be reunited with my family.
Brantley was in West Africa working for a Christian charity called Samaritan's Purse. He left Fort Worth in October for Liberia, and on July 23rd, he started to feel sick.
As I lay in my bed in Liberia for the following 9 days, getting sicker and weaker each day, I prayed that God would help me be faithful, even in my illness. And I prayed that in my life or in my death, that He would be glorified.
Dr. Bruce Ribner of Emory University Hospital says that for Brantley and Nancy Reitbol, his co-worker who was also released, the risk is over.
We have determined, in conjunction with the Centers for Disease Control and state health departments, that Dr. Brantley has recovered from the Ebola virus infection and that he can return to his life without public health concerns.
And that's a relief to Brantley's friends at the Southside Church of Christ in Fort Worth. They watched the live news conference too and couldn't help but tear up, including church elder Kent Smith.
Yeah, I was really kind of surprised by the wave of emotion that overcame me. I'm not typically a teary person, but I was certainly choking back tears of joy. I think what really got me was, well, obviously seeing Kent and how good he looked, but just also seeing Amber and the beaming smile that was on her face. That one kind of got to me.
Like JPS, the church is collecting funds to help the Brantley family because all their belongings were considered contaminated and had to be burned. Smith says it's important to reiterate what his friend said at the news conference, that many others are still suffering in West Africa.
Just because he has recovered doesn't mean the battle is over. And we need to continue to remember those folks.
Brantley said he was going to take time to recover and decompress, spend time with his family, but friends say they wouldn't be surprised if the man they call selfless went back to another part of the world to continue helping those in need. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.